Christian Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Great Quest, Invitation to an Examined Life and a Sure Path to Meaning, by Oz Guinness. Narrated by Oz Guinness. Deo Optimo Maximo, Antecedere. In grateful memory of Blaise Pascal, G.K. Chesterton, and C.S. Lewis, the shining trio who became the surest guides in my own quest for faith and meaning. Chapter 1, Invitation to an Examined Life. Do you have a mind that is always seeking to make sense of things? Does your heart have a deep longing for a sense of order and belonging? Have you ever experienced a sense of wonder that thrills to the beauty of the world and the mystery of existence? Or are you uninterested in questions like these? For those who are willing to pursue an examined life, there is a sure path to exploring such desires. Come and let's consider the questions themselves and the great quest for faith and meaning that they spur. The prize offered by such a quest is nothing less than a life that is worthy of life. Forget the opinion polls, think for yourself. That old maxim needs reviving today, in an other-obsessed age. Many people have little interest in such issues as the meaning of life. They're interested only when the questions are popular with others too. They have hardly given a thought to what life is all about, and they have zero curiosity as to why they exist at all. Press them with questions, and all that matters is that they're alive and well, and enjoying life from day to day. And under the bountiful conditions of our modern world, that is surely not so bad. The best course, we're told, is to do the next thing that we need to do, and to make the most of life while we can. After all, we are said to be entering the most irreligious era in human history, when seriousness about faith and meaning is irrelevant to more people than ever. We have enough to live with. Why should we concern ourselves with impossibly big questions about what we should live for? We are often pointed to the religious nuns, the none of the aboves, as the exemplars of this fashionable indifference. They are the rising tide of those with receding faith, Matthew Arnold's Dover Beach for our times. To be sure, what the nuns say they no longer believe, and what they say is important for anyone to believe, often amounts to very little, and seems to matter even less. The result is an easy-going nihilism, often masked under a wise guy bravado. Many of the nuns sound as if they're as knowledgeable as Plato, even when they spout nonsense. "I am an atheist who believes in God," one pronounced solemnly. Another tweeted an equal non sequitur to his million followers with pseudo-profundity, quote, "If there were ultimate meaning in the universe, your life would be pointless." Compared with most people in most previous times, many in today's generation are not only disinterested, but unschooled in knowing how to search for the meaning of life. The situation is as confusing and chaotic as it is over sure paths to lasting relationships. Many of today's elites dismiss the very idea of the meaning of life as meaningless itself. As a result, the paths for the search are cordoned off, overgrown, and increasingly uncharted and unexplored. For any who are still determined to break with the crowd and set off by themselves, the quest is often haphazard and ad hoc, a matter of everyone for themselves. But is our generation really so incurious that we no longer wonder about the meaning of life? What does it say of us and our view of our own existence that we are content to
Sample complete. Ready to continue?